Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
okay. Have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality. Bitch, bitch.
Yeah, that fucking intro, kind of crazy. Yeah, you had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's what I had to say to a rabbi. Welcome to the Church of Reality, episode 190. What's up, Pittsburgh, Patrick? I know Elaine's not going to be here tonight. She's taking the night off. She's not feeling too good, so we hope she feels better. It's probably some shit going around.
Definitely, man.
So what you up to, man?
Yeah, love you, man. Elaine, hope you're all right. Yeah. How you doing, yeah. Press?
Man, doing good. Hanging in there, man. I had a scare with my pops. He was in the ER, and now he's in the hospital. It's no secret. He's had cancer. He's on the intro to the show speaking about it. Yeah. He's had cancer for many years, you know what I'm saying? He went the pill route. He exhausted all the pills. He did the natural remedies. Elaine even sent him some flaxseed oil. I mean, he did all that natural stuff. There was one time when the doctor told him, you need like 50,000 units of vitamin D. Because he said his vitamin D was real low. And man, he just hit the sun, man. He didn't take that shit. He looked at it, and it said that it could fuck with his heart and all kinds of stuff. He's like, man, I don't need no heart problems. So he went out and just got sun. You know what I'm saying? And he naturally brought his vitamin D count up. You know, so I mean, he's done the natural thing, and he's done the other thing. He's finally at the stage where he's doing the chemo thing. And it's rough on him, man. You know, it's rough on anybody. Sadly, there's millions and millions of Americans going through this shit, and people all over the world right now.
Yeah.
You know, but, there's a lot of people that come through on the other side and do real good with it. So, you know, he's a fighter. We're confident he'll be out of there in a few days, you know.
And look, man, just so the listeners know, like, we love doing this radio shit, whether it's this show, Murder Mass Music Show, or the round table or Saturday night. We love doing it, man. Like, I look forward to every single episode. But, like, it's family first, man. So, like, I just told you this in private, but, look, man, that comes first. So if there's ever a time that we gotta fall back for a little bit, you might not hear from us for a little while. That's why, you know what I mean?
We all got it. We all got family. We're just like you listeners. You know, we're just like anybody else. We got situations that arise, and every one of us, you know, Elaine's talked about taking care of her husband, you know. There's definitely a real life situation. This is the Church of Reality. This is real shit. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah, man, because for real, like especially with me and Matt, like we actually are just listeners and just fans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where we all came from. Like, we didn't.
Well, not anymore. I mean, the listeners and fans are family.
Like, I'm just saying, like, we didn't go to college and put in a job application with you and get hired or anything like that, man.
Yeah,
like,
don't
we're
feel bad.
Regular
I didn't,
ass people that
go to college to do this shit either. So it's
yeah, you know what I mean. So we're just everyday fucking people, man.
And for the love of hip hop, you know, same way you did. I mean, it's just different, okay? You crossed paths with us in 2016. In the digital age, okay? But if you were to compare it to the day I crossed paths with Murder Dog back in 96, it's the same fucking way. It was just back then it was through a telephone or these ancient devices we called pen and paper.
I never really thought of it like
stamps
that,
and envelopes. You guys remember those? You remember using stamps? Jesus Christ,
I still do.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got to. Yeah, you know all about stamps, man. Give me a book of stamps. Give me a book of stamps. Shout out to
unfortunately, I still keep in touch with people from where I was at. And,
hey,
you know, I still write the, like, BG, C Murder, and Mac. I try to write those guys at least every other month. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I write some guys that I knew, you know, when I was in there, too. But yeah, I'm very familiar with stamps and envelopes and all that shit.
Oh yeah, dude, definitely. And you know the best thing about it, I'll tell you a funny story. I wrote to Richard Ramirez. For those who don't know who that sicko was, he was the Night Stalker. I think he was a satanic serial killer who ate a couple people maybe. And I wanted to get him in one of the magazines, right? Wanted to do an exclusive interview. Around the same time, I reached out to Boston George. Okay, well, I get a picture back from Boston George, and just an autograph, right? And he's like, and he didn't even send the letter, nothing else, just a picture with him and Johnny Depp in the background. Said Boston George, and he signed it to me. I thought, okay, that's cool. Maybe you don't want to do the interview. Well, at least you send me a picture. That's pretty neat, you know. But Richard Ramirez, on the other hand, this fucker, he wrote me a letter. And in the letter, the dude was asking me what my favorite movies were, of course. And at the end, he's like, yeah, man, if you can, send me a couple books of stamps. You know, and I sent him some stamps. Yeah, but I didn't keep in contact with him after that. But, the Night Stalker wanted stamps. and he's dead. He's dead now. He passed away a couple of years ago. But speaking of crazy individuals, let's go right from Richard Ramirez to Donald Trump here for a minute. We took a couple weeks off. Last week we had to take off because we were planning on doing this show last week, but we had an interview with Big Nance. And during the interview, he gave his take on Eminem's freestyle against Donald Trump, which was aimed at him politically and more likely for him to sell more records. Of course, he don't really need to do any publicity stunts. I mean, he's gonna sell crazy records anyway. But he did it, and Nas gave his take on it, and we ended up in a few spots. We ended up on All Hip Hop, MSN, Microsoft, the Mirror over there in UK. You know, it's funny about the MSN, though, Pat. I used to have a wanted poster for Bill Gates on the website for crimes against humanity, for all his fucking population control shit with the vaccinations and all this and that.
And
here he is blowing up our stories. So thank you, Mr. Gates. But quit killing people. But anyway, this Trump guy, he's getting ready to launch us into World War III pretty much, as well as all these natural disasters that are occurring, these different hurricanes. I'm looking at this right now. This is a CNN article from just a couple days ago, Friday, actually. 1 million Americans without running water, 3 million without power. And this is 1 month after Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. 1 million people without running water. I mean, now this is going to lead to all kinds of sicknesses. You know, you're going to see things that most people could fight off easily with antibiotics, malaria, things of that nature. People are going to get sick and die from that. I'm sure they are already. Yeah. I also saw, too, that FEMA has still not reached several people in Houston or Miami. And they're moving real fucking slow.
Prez,
horrible.
I actually have something to add to this. One of the things Trump says about Puerto Rico, he says he gives his grade on the response an A+ or a 10 out of 10, and like people will say, like, Mr. Trump, there's millions of people that don't have water, and you know, a lot of people didn't get supplies, and he said, well, the supplies are there, but people aren't handing them out. And he just says dumb shit all the time. Well, I actually, my girl that died, she's from Puerto Rico. Her mother lives there. Her aunt lives there.
Rest in peace.
I didn't speak to her for a long time because I tried to call her, but her she didn't have power, didn't have a phone. And I actually talked to her, and the conditions there are, like, they just send supplies to a building, like, which is, like, being used. Like, there's, like, people staying in gymnasiums and all that. So they'll send supplies there. Well, that's it. That's all they do, is they go and put supplies in certain spots where there's people, like, staying there. Like, Kay Reno said how there's people staying at the mall. So, like, what they do is they'll take supplies to the mall. So if you're not at the mall, you're not getting anything. And the problem with Puerto Rico is there's a lot of places that are in isolation, like, where you can't just walk somewhere. Like, there's, you know, places that are flooded. There's other places that are just out. Like, you know, there's not, like, a path to somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just as easy as hopping in the car and going somewhere. Well, this speaks to how Puerto Ricans are, man. There's people that are in those places, like they'll be at one of the places, like at the gymnasium, for instance. They'll get their supplies up, and then they'll switch. If they were somewhere, like if they had shelter for a little while, they'll go and they'll go without shelter to give somebody that hasn't had shelter yet some shelter. You know what I mean? So that's actually what happened to my fiance's mother. Was she didn't have nowhere to go, and she was staying in like a house that didn't have power, didn't have running water, nothing like that. Well, 30 people that were staying at like a community center came, and they had supplies, and they were like, "You guys go stay at the community center now," and they stayed at the house. So like they switched. You know what I mean? But that's the situation in Puerto Rico. Like, the people are trying to help each other, but there's only so much they can do for each other. You know what I mean? And that's why, like, I encourage people to actually help them. Like, don't send your money to just some bullshit charity. Like, a lot of times that shit doesn't do really anything. You know what I mean? Like, try to reach out to actual people.
Spot, you know? I mean, you'd be better off.
Yeah, man. Like one place that I will give credit to is United Way. They'll show you where your money went. Like, they'll you can donate money. They'll actually show you where your money went and give you proof that it got to where you thought it was going to go. You know what I mean? They're actually decent.
Here's a statistic right here. It says that FEMA, they've actually provided 23 million liters, that's about 6.2 million gallons of bottled water in bulk. But get this, though, of the supply needed, that's only 9% of the water
that's
the entire territory. So that's nothing. FEMA's only provided 9%. That means there's 89% of the people with nothing. Unless they get donations from people.
23 million liters isn't a lot. Like, that's just I mean, like, just say there's a million people there. There's more than that, but just say there's a million people. That means a million people got 23 liters of water.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. You know what I mean? That's nothing. That's enough to hold you a couple of days. That ain't shit. You know what I mean? And we have, like, this president that, like, makes it clear that, like, he doesn't really give a fuck. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He doesn't care about them. I mean, dude, like, here's a, like, he's just kind of idiotic. Like, people will call him a racist and shit. And sometimes I'm like, man, I definitely think he has racist tendencies. But I don't think he's smart enough to actually know what he's against. And a perfect example of that was while he was talking to Puerto Ricans, he brought up the Mexican president and told the Puerto Ricans, you guys have a good president in Mexico. What the fuck does Puerto Rico have to do with Mexico? He just sees
nothing.
Brown people that speak Spanish and thinks they're all the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, the dude's a fucking idiot, man. Like, he said to Puerto Ricans, you guys have a good president in Mexico. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, they don't give a fuck about
like
the president
of
Mexico.
Filipino president that Tokyo is a wonderful place to visit. You know,
well, for real, it's kind of like if you see like a guy from Iran and you're like, yeah, man, that Bin Laden dude's a motherfucker, huh? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't give a fuck about Bin Laden. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just because they're
country.
Like brown people that speak Arabic, you know what I mean? Like, the dude's fucking shot out, man. He says some crazy shit.
All
like
the time, yeah.
Shooting paper towels.
And
he was shooting free throws with paper towels.
Himself. Then he, when you call him out on it, he just attacks and defends himself even more vigorously. You know,
look,
the
man,
guy is great.
He has a process of what he does. If you call him on the spot, if he says something, and you ask him a question that he hasn't heard before, his first response is to lie. And if you call him on that lie, then he goes in attack mode. Like, he just did it last week when they asked him why he didn't speak about any of the four soldiers that died in Niger. And he's like, I write letters, I call, and no other president ever did what I do. And they're like, no, man, actually Obama did, and Bush did, like, pretty much every president does that. And he's like, the fake news media does it, like, and he just goes into a fucking rant. Like, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He lies, call him on his lie, and
he's social media for his platform.
Dude, he's
and his
not.
Supporters are still there. I don't believe it. They're just as ignorant as he is. You know,
yeah, and they'll, like, they'll stick up for him and say, like, oh, yeah, well, he did this, and got some jobs for us, and he did this and this. And it's like, all right, man, like, even if he's doing some policy type shit that you like, man, there's no way you can look me in the face with a straight face and say that this dude is being a good president. Like, even if he's doing things as far as passing laws and, you know, making shit and it creates a million jobs or something, like, okay, good job, he did something good. But, man, he doesn't act.
Unless you were a Jew.
If you acted like that at McDonald's, they would fire you. You know what I mean? Like, you can't act like, he doesn't act like a respectful person, and that's the guy that's representing America. And he's going to get us into some shit, man. Like, he doesn't even want to solve problems. Yeah, like, he wants that to happen.
He just wants
to
undo everything Obama did, just to undo it.
Uh-huh.
And that's not right either. All he's doing is creating division inside this country, and then he's making us to the rest of the world look like complete idiots. You know,
we're
getting into our reality show right now. They're getting to watch the big giant Jerry Springer show of America, and it's everywhere. It's viewed everywhere, and this asshole is getting our ratings through the roof. Unfortunately, So there's going to be a few
and, like,
more
the thing
seasons.
Is, man, is if they really cared about us, man, like, there wouldn't be just, like, Democrat versus Republican. Like, it would be something like, all right, when it comes to the healthcare thing, like, even, like, if a Republican says something that makes sense, Democrats are still like, nope, that's not, no, that's wrong. And then if Democrats say something that makes sense, Republicans just disagree with it, too. Like, the right thing for them to do would be like, hey, Democrat, hey, that's actually a pretty good idea what you said. And then the other thing you said, I don't know, man, what about this? Like, they never compromise or, like, talk about it. Like, they'll never admit when the other side has a good point, and they never try to sit down and just form something. Like, why does it have to be like that? Why can't we just say, like, hey, I have a good idea? Like, oh, yeah, that would work, and I thought of this, and actually form something. But instead, it's just like they're playing rock, paper, scissors. And, like, they don't give a fuck. It's just one side wins, and that's it. You know what I mean? So, like, they don't give a fuck about us, man. Like,
keep going back and forth.
There's a Capitol building in, like, Oklahoma, which is, like, oil. You know, like, big oil is all through there. And their Capitol building has rooms named after oil companies and, like, you know, like, big corporations, like, you know what I mean? Like, this would be, like, the BP room. Like, BP's not one of them, but just to give an example, like, this room is named after BP. This one's named after Rite Aid. Like, that's what it is. It's, like, their Capitol building, their government building is named after fucking big oil donors. And, like, what the fuck is that? Like, and they
it's like your sports arena
those people
named after... You know, the Sprint Arena or whatever the fuck.
Like their rooms in the courthouse are named after those oil companies, and those same oil companies, they always print headlines saying that they donated school supplies. Well, those school supplies are books that, like, teach that you're not allowed to teach about air pollution or global warming or anything like climate change or anything like that. You're just like, that's what they're doing. They're pretty much supplying the school and funding it, and just so the school will teach about the positive things about oil. Like, that's how fucked up it is, man. Like, it's corruption 101. And that story was on TV. Like, it was on Comedy Central on, like, a political show. Like, I can't remember which one, but it was on a political show, something like The Daily Show, but it wasn't The Daily Show. But that's on TV. So just imagine how much worse it really is. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up, man. Like,
yeah. It lets you know
they're teaching the kids
that
shit.
What? You know, like Jesse Ventura said, these politicians need to wear NASCAR suits. That way we know what corporations own and which politician. And it's real shit, man. And these people are brainwashed on the highest college levels. Like, there was a nurse talking about how she was even weighing in on that. We had the news on at the hospital, and she was weighing in on Trump or something. And she's like, yep, they want to just keep rewriting history in America anymore. And I says, well, they need to start telling the truth about what really is going on. And the lady, she's like, well, what is the truth? And I says, the truth is this country was stolen. And it was stolen from one group of people, and we enslaved several other groups of people. And, you know what I'm saying, this is how this country was built, off the blood of other people, off the blood of the people that lived here and inhabited this land long before us. And people that we enslaved and kidnapped. I mean, it's crazy.
And it still is.
Yeah, slavery is actually the biggest crime in the world right now. This shit is everywhere. Every fucking where.
Yeah, man. Like, you know? Yeah, like they get labor and production out of inmates and overseas. You know what I mean? Like, the iPhones, all that shit, like, those are made by, like, little six-year-old kids and shit. and like the factories have nets on outside of the window, so because people were jumping out of the window, that's how bad the working conditions were. Like, slavery still active, you know what I mean? And then we just pretend that, like, oh, racism's done and over with. Like,
yeah,
everybody's equal now and all that. Like, they just pretend that that shit is. Like, they like, put on a front and act like, you know, oh, black people are living just like white people, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they want you to believe. And it's like, man, come on, man. Like, there's no, even if you're a racist, there's no way you can think that. That's just not logical, man. Like, just open your fucking eyes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, we don't get a fair hand. And I've dealt with a lot of, you know, bad shit. I've been through the system and all that. And I know that if I was black, it would have been worse. You know what I mean? Like, I got a pretty bad hand dealt by the government and by the system. But, dude, I've seen black people with a better record than me do the same thing as me or something even, like, not as bad as me and get way worse time than I did. Like, I've seen that shit with my, you know what I mean? Like, that's not something that I read or heard or anything. Like, I've seen it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, like, what they really do. Like, we could have 10 episodes on. I could tell you stories, fill up 20 episodes of shit that I've seen as far as how black people were treated different and Latin people were, you know, Latinos are treated different than white people are. It's fucked up, man.
It is. And Trump, he tries to deny it, but he blatantly does it right in people's faces. And then he's still denying it. And you call him out on it, it's fake news. But, and tomorrow, we got a dope hip-hop roundtable. Tell everybody about it, Pat.
Man, it's a Little Yachty tribute episode. Nah, it's a UGK and Pimp C tribute. This is actually, I let the fans decide this, man, my followers online.
Hey.
Yes. I had people name their top three favorite duos, and whoever got the most votes, I would do an episode on them, and UGK won, and I'm glad they won, because I love UGK. So,
yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, man, we'll play some dope UGK shit. Like, I always try to make it interesting with the tracks that I pick. Like, I try to pick a classic, you know, and then I try to pick something that maybe the average fan hasn't heard, you know what I mean? So I think I picked some good ones for tomorrow, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we're at the midway point of the show. Let's go to a little break, then we'll come back. This is actually PSK 13 featuring UGK with Yesterday. We'll be right back.
With the roof pushed back, open up my door while paper with me catch the contact. Living our life wrong, cause I wasn't supposed to live long. These streets are strong, I'd be gone if it wasn't for these rap songs. We used to sell dope, cause time don't hold up. How the fuck you gon' eat if you ain't got shit to fold up? But I keep my mind on dying young, doing 40 for cheddar. We smoke a skunk and popping a trunk to make me feel better. My paint ain't got much wetter than it was in 92. My mama a beer for Christmas, doing shit you boys trying to do. And even though we got fame, we love to grip the grain. Even though these hoes say that I claim, hey bitch, I'm still the same. Hitting with the same thing, just in a new game. Ain't touch no cane, trying to have shit like Lil James. It's dedicated to the street niggas that passed away. Staying high, trying to hold on to yesterday.
I never thought that there would ever be a time when a man would want to kill another man behind a rhyme. I never thought that I would ever live to see another man try to come and take my life away from me. I never thought that I would ever have to deal with the fact that to protect my life somebody might get killed. But I'll survive. And I know I'm blessed to say I realize that tomorrow won't be like yesterday.
I remember this like yesterday. Saturday, 9 o'clock, electric company backed up by Schoolhouse Rock. Shit, didn't have no bills then, but now I got bills. Seems like I'm only your bill, and if it only for Squirrel, I was only 13. Managed, used to run through some chicks, used to catch the bus to the Majestic and watch Kung Fu flicks. Little League basketball, I'm hooping, baby, scoring all the points. After the game, I'm chipping in with the Twins on the joint. Look like it, motherfucker, I'm going up fast. The only dream was to somehow end up folding up cash. These H-Town streets produce this game of mine. Forever in a fuck you frame of mind. I change with the times, now these boys come with plexus. And I'm screaming till I'm dying, baby, no shit in Texas. I remember this like yesterday in jellies and braids. And now these boys top the avenue on 20s and blades.
I never thought that there would ever be a time when a man don't wanna kill another man behind a rhyme. I never thought that I would ever live to see another man try to come and take my life away from me. I never thought that I would ever have to deal with the fact that to protect my life somebody might get killed. But I'll survive and I know I'm blessed to say I realize that tomorrow won't be like yesterday. As my day goes by, I wish I could close my eyes and just expose myself to my past. But I suppose I can't change the path that I chose. Why would I wanna? Everybody knows I just try to do right and keep it all tight in my bros. I watching 5-0s try and traveling first class like the pros fly. I'm looking round corner trying to see where my foes lie. The master of the class like blow fly. But really I'm so fly, you probably wouldn't buy it. Drugs, I used to ride it, used to hide it, used to sell it, even tried it, denied it to the end to my mama, but eventually it came out. Her baby son done turned the game out. Couldn't take the shame out of eyes. All the lies, all the excuses. When your mama's crying, it's all useless. Boy, you ain't ruthless, you just your mama's baby. Who hoping and praying that maybe things could be like yesterday. I never thought that there would ever be a time when a man don't wanna kill another man behind a rhyme. I never thought that I would ever live to see another man try to come and take my life away from me. I never thought that I would ever have to deal with the fact that to protect my life somebody might get killed. But I'll survive and I know I'm blessed to say I realize that tomorrow won't be like yesterday. I never thought that there would ever be a time when a man would want to kill another man behind a rhyme. I never thought that I would ever live to see another man try to come and take my life away from me. I never thought that I would ever have to deal with the fact that to protect my life somebody might get killed. But I'll survive and I know I'm blessed to say I realize that tomorrow won't be like yesterday.
Sorry for the pause and technical difficulties. We're back. Church Reality, episode 190. We're just chopping it up about pretty much all the people that are affected, you know what I'm saying, with all these horrible disasters, you know what I'm saying? It's getting worse. Like I said, Puerto Rico has been, people haven't had drinking water in a month in some places, clean drinking water. People are getting sick. It's horrible. It really is.
Yeah, man.
Really.
And another thing Trump said about Puerto Rico that, like, made Puerto Ricans, like, really mad was he was talking about, like, their electrical grid was already fucked up and, like, a lot of their situations were already bad. And they're like, yeah, we fucking know. But, like, that doesn't mean, like, don't help us. Like, it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, oh, they were already poor and fucked up. Fuck them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what Trump's pretty much saying. Like, they were already suffering. Who gives a fuck? But it's like, man,
yeah,
they're a part of America. So, like,
throw
we should have
already
been helping.
Yeah,
we should have already been helping.
You're costing us a lot of money, Puerto Rico.
You're throwing our budget out of whack. Like, come on,
yeah,
man. And then he said that shit to the fucking grieving widow. You seen that shit? He told he was on a phone call with one of the soldiers' moms that died, and he's like, well, he knows what he signed up for. Like, what the fuck? Like, You know what I mean? Like, yeah, even if there's, like, you know, an element of truth behind that, like, you don't say that to somebody. You know, if your neighbor said, oh, my husband just got killed in Iraq, you don't say, well, he signed up for it. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, man, that's horrible. Like, yeah, he did sign up for that shit, but you don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to have some fucking sympathy, man. Like, that motherfucker's crazy, man. Like, and that's what I think is bad about Trump is, like, he doesn't give a fuck about anybody. And I think that he just wants to be president, like, for his story. You know what I mean? Like, as part of his
personal
biography.
Ego narcissistic maniac. I mean, the guy is definitely doing this for him.
Like, say what you want about Obama, but if he said any of the shit that Trump says, man, people would have lost their fucking mind, man. You know what I mean? Like, say what you want about Obama. That dude was classy. He was very poised. Like, he handled things well, handled criticism well. And, you know, he was very presidential. He, you know what I mean? With the scrutiny
he was
under.
Just like his predecessor and his predecessor and so on. You know, but Trump.
Yeah, like, I ain't talking about, like, policy or, you know, anything like that. Like, I'm just saying, like,
just
him as a person.
Yeah, how he carried himself.
Yeah, like, you know, and like, Obama seemed like a good dude and shit. Like, I, you know, I disagreed with some of the shit that
he
did and everything. But, like, if you just take away the politics out of it and just look at, like, you know, how he acts and all that, he seems like a good dude. You know what I mean? And for as bad as everybody wanted him to fuck up on the other side and shit, like the opposition to Obama, for as bad as they wanted him to fuck up, that dude went 8 years with no scandal, fucking raised his family right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, dude was a real classy dude. You know what I'm saying? And we went from that to having this fucking maniac. Like, dude, every time Trump says something, man, he has to take a shot at somebody, and, like, he's a tortured dude, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could just see it in him. Like, dude, that inside that dude's mind,
well, you
he's just crazy. He's just an angry dude. Yeah, man, he's fucked up.
Listen to this. I'm on his Twitter page right now. I want to read people just a couple of these recent tweets. This was here in the last day. Here's the first one. It's finally sinking through. 46% of people believe major national news organizations fabricate stories about me. Fake news. Even worse, lost credibility. Okay, then he goes on. Wacky Congresswoman Wilson is a gift that keeps on giving for the Republican Party. A disaster for Democrats. You watch her in action and vote. I mean, this guy's nuts. Let's see here. Let's see. I mean, this. Oh, my God. This is. I can't believe this. He says, just out, but lightly reported, fewest jobless claims since 1973. Show firm U.S. job market, lowest since March 1973. That sounds like fake news to me. How the hell we didn't have the lowest employment rate since 1973?
Well,
this guy just got into office 10 months ago, 11 months ago, whatever. How the fuck?
Dude, listen to this, man. I don't remember which cabinet member it was. Like, it wasn't like the vice president. It might have been like Jeff Sessions or somebody like that. Well, back when Obama was president, they put out, like, unemployment is at an all-time low. Like, it's below 3% or something like that. And Trump, like, went on a rant, like, that's fake news. That's not real. It's really this, blah, blah, blah. And he, like, attacked that poll. Well, the same people said something positive about Trump. Like, the unemployment rate went down, blah, blah, blah. And he believed it. And, like, they asked one of his cabinet members, they were like, well, when those same people said that about Obama, you guys said it was a lie, but now they say it about Trump, and you say it's real. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's how it works. And he, like, laughed and walked away. Like, so they're just telling you, like, yeah, we just say shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? If we hear something we don't like, we just say it's wrong. But if those same people say something good about us, we'll say it's right. Like, that's crazy shit, man.
We can't give him all the credit. We have to give much of the credit to the American populace, because we have a population, let's face it, full of fucking brainwashed idiots. And you tell any of this to any of them, they're going to say you're a conspiracy theorist or you're crazy. You know, and a lot of the stuff that we discuss on this show, they discredit, because, you know, their mind is too warped up in social media or video games or whatever the fuck, you know.
Or they'll say, like, we're liberals and we're, like, Hillary people and shit. Like, man, I don't fuck with Hillary at all.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she would have been a great president or anything, but there's no way shit would be as chaotic as it is right now if she would have won.
Trump added fuel
to the fire. But she would have definitely did some fucked up shit. She definitely has, you know, bad tendencies and, you know, a lot of horrible things on her record. But she wouldn't be on Twitter talking shit on the NFL and, you know what I mean, just doing weird shit, like, you know what I mean, like, she would have
been a professional. You go after sports, you know. I saw some stupid hillbilly with a shirt at the hospital, and it says, don't kneel in front of me. She has an American flag on it. It's like, you stupid bitch. You know, it's like, what are you going to do if I choose to kneel in front of you? Are you going to attack me? Because if so,
they always say our founding fathers. And it's like, well,
blame your fucking founding
fathers then. They're the ones that gave these people the right to kneel, motherfucker. You know what I mean? So if you don't like the fact they're kneeling, then blame your founding fathers, man. They're the ones that gave them that freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they just distort everything, man. They say you're disrespecting the troops. Meanwhile, when Kaepernick sat, when they played National Anthem, he originally sat, and then he talked to a veteran, and the veteran was like, look, man, sitting down is kind of fucked up, man. Like, it would probably be more respectful if you took a knee. You know what I mean? So that's why he's taking a knee, because he didn't want to disrespect the military. He didn't want it to be like that. So, like, he knew a veteran and was like, man, how do you take it? Like, he actually asked, like, somebody's input and listened to them. And that's something that's hard to find nowadays, is somebody that will actually listen and change. You know what I mean? So it's cool if you want the national anthem to stand for the troops and all that, but that doesn't have to be everybody's definition. And if you're going to say that, then at least talk about why Kaepernick is kneeling. Trump has said a million things, but he hasn't once said anything about black people getting mistreated, and that's why Kaepernick is kneeling. He's never commented on that. It's like, why won't you talk about that? Why don't you talk about black people getting, you know, killed by police and all that? Like, why won't you say those words? He used to attack Obama for not saying radical Islam. So why aren't you talking about the black people getting killed by cops? Because that's what it's about with Kaepernick, not about the fucking troops. Kaepernick has said many times it's not about the troops, dude. You know what I mean? It's about this, but they don't want to talk about that. And that's just a way of saying, yeah, that's not going to change. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're cool with that. Like, we need the police to be doing that shit to black people. Like, that's what you're saying when you don't comment on it. You know what I mean? Like, the worst thing you can do is ignore a problem. Because if you ignore a problem, that's just as bad as condoning it. You know what I mean? Like, that just means that you're okay with it. So black people aren't saying fuck the military and fuck the veterans. They're saying, look, man, we're getting shot down by these cops. Shit needs to change. You know what I mean? And then they just distort everything and make it play into their narrative, man. It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah. It is, man. It is. And really, you have, it's in the public eye. Everybody's talking about it. Like, if you look at CNN, they're definitely exposing this guy, and they're calling him out on his bullshit every chance they get. So are some of the other news networks. But even though they present a case that's rock solid, he'll call it fake news. It's like, they're just all these news reporting what you said.
There is times that, there is times that, like, Trump will say something and, like, people take it the wrong way and blow it up and, like, they take him out of context and shit. But majority of the time, he deserves the criticism because he did fuck up. But there is times where he'll say something and they word it different and make it a news story when it's not really a news story. That has happened, like, to be fair about it. Like, I see a lot of news when I'm at work and shit. And they have done that. But, man, majority of the shit that they criticize him for, he's dead fucking guilty for it. Like, he definitely did it. Like, he definitely caused that. Like, he says a lot of dumb shit, man.
Just get on YouTube and type in Trump lies. They have compilation videos of him getting caught in his own lies over and over again.
Yeah. And dude, I bet if you watch those, you'll see what I'm talking about. He lied.
Yeah.
And then he'll lie again, and then if you call him on that one, he'll attack you. Or he'll attack somebody to get your attention off of the lie he told. That's his MO, man.
Yeah, he'll divert the attention away. So far, he hasn't responded to Eminem, which, I mean, he's responded to Snoop Dogg in the past and all kinds of other people. I'm surprised he hasn't said nothing to Eminem yet.
And the Eminem thing, I thought it was a weak-ass fucking flow, man. Like, that spoken word. I thought it was weak. Like, I'm not a big Eminem fan. I know you're not a big Eminem fan, but we know Eminem's better than that. You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely better than that. Like, my problem
Juice
with Eminem was never... My problem with Eminem was never his skill. I mean, I think the dude's very talented. It was just, like, the content. Like, I just couldn't get into the majority of his shit. But I know he's better than that. But, I mean, you know, that situation is just, you know, it's just odd that he does that 2 days after he announced his album was coming. And, like, here's the reason why I know he did it for that, was because he dissed Trump on a feature, like, probably about 6 months ago. He did a song with Big Sean, and in his verse, he dissed Trump, and there were headlines about it. So you probably seen, like, oh, okay, I dissed Trump. I'm getting news stories about me. I bet if I really diss him when my album's coming out, it'll blow the fuck up. So he announced his album was coming out and then did that 2 days later. You know what I mean? Like, if he really cared about all that shit he was talking about, man, like, where was he when that shit happened? You know what I mean? When he held up the black power fist and shit, like, talking about how cops killed innocent black people. Like, where were you? Like, why didn't we hear from you when that shit happened? But now you got an album out and you want to do that shit? It just kind of seems funny to me, you know what I mean?
Very funny, very funny. And, look at the Borat thing, or Bruno, where at the MTV Awards he puts his balls in Eminem's face. I thought that was a publicity stunt, too. I mean, and that makes it even worse, because he agreed to let that other man hang naked right in his face on a fucking stream.
Man. Like, look, I want everybody to listen to my show tomorrow, but I ain't about to let some dude put his nutsack in my face for people to get to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a little crazy, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, man.
That's some weirdo shit.
You can't go to those extremes. Some people will for anything. You know, they'll sell out for anything. You know, but speaking of your show tomorrow, I want to make sure we plug that again. It's actually episode 28. Creeping up there, man. UGK episode. Got some dope tracks, man.
Yeah, man.
Got some good stuff.
The tracks I picked, man, like, I actually picked a tribute track to Pimp C. And I didn't just pick UGK records. Like, I picked, other tracks that might just have Pimp C in it, or it might just have Bun B in it. The one track I didn't pick, and I wanted to, but I felt it was the least important out of the songs. I just want people to listen to it if they haven't heard it. It's actually called Do Your Time, and it's by Ludacris, but it features Beanie Siegel, C Murder, and Pimp C. And it's obviously about prison. It was around the time where all those guys were in jail, but it was when they just came home, too. All three of them just came home. And it's a really good song, and I was going to pick that one. But I'm like, man, with all those guys in it, man, I like all those guys. Like, I'll do a C-Murder episode in the future and shit. So, like, you know, I'll play that song eventually on the round table. But that's one of the songs that I left off. So that just means the ones I picked are really fucking dope. You know what I mean? And I picked a song, man, that is one of my favorite mixtape tracks of all time. It got Bun B in it. I was going to pick the Grand Finale. I don't think I picked it, but if you never heard Grand Finale, it's Bun B, Ice Cube, Nas, Jadakiss, and T.I. on like a Little John beat. Little John does the intro to it. But it's just like a cypher track. There's no hook. But that's a hard-ass song. I left it off, man, because I thought the other songs were a little more important, man. But, yeah, man, it's a UGK. Look, man, I was a fan of theirs. Like, I was lucky enough that I heard of them before they really got popular, man. I had, like, an older cousin that he really liked Pocket Full of Stones off the Menace to Society soundtrack, and he just did his research and got some UGK shit, and along the way, he discovered 3-6 Mafia, and man, I was listening to those guys before a lot of people ever heard of them, and then, like, obviously, they did Sippin' on Syrup together, and that shit blew the fuck up, and everybody knows them, but, yeah, I was lucky enough to know UGK prior to them, like, being a national, you know, rap group. And I always loved those guys, man. They've always been in my top three duos, man. Like, them and Dead Prez, like, that's my favorite shit. But, yeah, man, it'll be a dope episode, man. There's all kinds of shit I want to talk about with UGK, man. Shit about Pimp C, shit about Bun B, good things, bad things, all that shit, man. I mean, UGK, legendary rap group, you know what I mean? So even if the fans didn't choose this episode, I would have eventually did it anyway, you know what I mean? But, yeah, man, it'll be dope, man. And I really want people to check out Tuesday night when we got UFO Fever on.
Oh, yeah.
Fever is from Harlem. Spanish Harlem, you know, East Harlem and shit, and he has a distribution deal through Roc Nation. He got a partnership with Fat Joe, and the dude's a great rapper, man. He's a East Coast dude, and he embodies that. When you hear him, he's like, you can tell he's East Coast lyricist. You know, he can rise to stardom, man, because he's actually a real lyricist and shit. So I'm hoping that guy, with the help that he got, I hope that he can get up there, man. I'd have no problem having a guy like that at the top. You know what I mean? But he's a real dope artist, man, and I think dude's going to be big. He's already making a lot of noise. He did a freestyle on Faggot Flex Show, and it got, like, a lot of love, man, because he tore that shit up. So So this is a dude making the rounds, man, on all the mainstream, like, satellite radio shows and shit. And this dude's getting a lot of attention, man, so get down with him, man. Like, check him out on Tuesday night on our show, because he's a name you'll probably hear over and over again for a while, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, real quick, man, I just want to tell people, man, like, a lot of times we have guests that are, like, you know, a big deal to us because we know a lot about them, or, you know, they're legends and they've accomplished a lot, but maybe their name didn't blow up. And that's, like, kind of the situation with DJ Daryl. He might not be a name that you know, but this dude used to be on No Limit. Like, one of my favorite songs that he produced was Street Life by Soulja Slim. But he did a bunch of shit for No Limit. But he did a bunch of SIBO records. He got a diamond plaque for Keep Your Head Up by Tupac. He actually produced a Tupac. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm pretty sure. If I get this wrong, I apologize. But as soon as I saw the name DJ Daryl, I remember, I'm pretty sure that he made an album with Tupac that never got released. And the reason it didn't get released was it had something to do with, like, Ice-T's Cop Killer. Like the label didn't want to put the album out because I guess it had some content in there that they didn't like or something. But that's something I want to ask him, because I'm pretty sure that was him, man, because I think the album, it was called, like, Troublesome or something like that, Troublesome 96 or whatever. I think it was called that, but that's a question I want to ask him, because I'm pretty sure that's who he is. I always remembered that about hearing that story a long time ago, and I'm pretty, like, that when I heard the name DJ Daryl, that's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, man, that's the dude that was supposed to do that album with Pac. It never came out. So, but, yeah, man, he did a bunch of productions like that, man, worked with a bunch of legends, produced songs that you probably loved growing up, you know what I mean? You just didn't know who the producer was, but this dude is a legendary producer and made great beats. He was part of Beats by the Pound with No Limit, you know what I mean? Him and KLC, you know what I mean? Probably worked with Odell, who was on the show recently. But, yeah, man, dude's a fucking legend, for real. And those are the types of shows that I, like, want people to listen to, because those guys contributed a lot. And while they were compensated, you know, I'm sure they made a bunch of money for that shit, their name was never properly, you know, out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, DJ Daryl is definitely a name everybody should know, and that might not be the case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So those are the shows I like people to listen to, man, because you learn about the guys kind of behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Those are the shows we'll ask questions, but you won't hear us as much because we want to hear the story just as much as you do. You know what I mean? So
without a doubt, man. Like, somebody just asked me that the other day.
If you're receptive,
you take questions from me.
What's the one word?
The other day somebody asked me, do you guys take questions from fans? And I was like, I'm not really opposed to it, but, like, I am a fan. You know what I mean? So, like, that's, like, every question is from a fan's perspective, because that's why I'm interviewing the guy, because I want to interview him because I'm a fan. So a lot of the shit that I ask people, if you listen to the Mastermind interview, a lot of the shit I asked him was just me being a fan, like, and wanted to know the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but yeah, I mean, if you're a fan and got a dope-ass question, sure. If I think it's a good question, yeah, I'll ask it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, thank you, man, for calling in tonight, Pat. Appreciate you, bro. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Tune in, hip-hop, roundtable, 28, and Tuesday, UFO Feed. You know what I'm saying? Thursday, we got Fuel of the Great. And then, you know, it's on the ground Saturday night, every Saturday. Right back here next week for episode 191. You know, we'll figure out what it is. Hopefully, we'll get Ron and Lane and the whole crew together. We'll have a nice little round table and just chop it up. We're out this bitch.
Oh, yeah. The GS for life.